No, I'm not preserving light back here in the back of my apartment. I'm just lazy. I'm not getting up. I'm not going to fucking go ahead and make it brighter for you. This is not studio quality that I have here. This is just me ranting away. Just trying to fucking put a journal out here now in video as the year ends. I said that's one of the things I wanted to do. And obviously just chronicle my life thoughts throughout this crazy journey, man, that I'm going through as I reached the ending of 40 years old going into 2018. Holy shit. And one of the things that I talk about, obviously, is relationships. And today was no different, right? I mean, it's like podcast number 500 on relationships. And this one pertains to having someone that reached out to me. And they had a situation where someone is being stagnant. They're basically not moving things along, or they were getting an impression that something was going to happen, and lo and behold, it didn't, right? I mean, it's like the common level of that we have as of expectations when we are meeting someone and we want to grow that situation and make it better, right? But and then when it stumbles and it doesn't go the way you desire or you envision it, then that's when your feelings get hurt and you get all, you know, panties in the bunch, as I like to say. So anyway, this person was questioning me about it, like, you know, how can anybody basically, the moment things get bad, right? Because that's one of the things that I do as a person when I am seeing someone or talking to someone, and the moment the shit hits the fan, I get the fuck out of Dodge. I'm like, whoa, 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 you know, like I'm definitely not trying to go any further. And why is that? Because I judge by the actions. I test those actions. And the key to success, in my opinion, on a relationship level is consistent actions throughout the way. And there's a progression. And that's what I was telling my friend. I was telling her, look, this is the deal. What happens with someone, I believe anyway, this is all, you know, anecdotal. This is just basically me learning along the way and seeing consistency in people. Like, we are all consistent. We are all consistent, man. When we get mad, we do something. When we get happy, people celebrate in certain ways. But ultimately, we know when someone is doing certain things. Behaviors and actions are universal. So when I see someone, especially in the dating room, right? Because it's a progression. It's supposed to be a progression of boy meets girl. They talk. They hang out. They have sex. And they amplify all those things. And usually, in my opinion, I believe it plateaus when you get married and you have kids. Once you have kids, then that dynamic changes. I've seen it change where it's one of the person changes. They're not in for this. You know, I've talked to plenty of people where once they have a kid, the partner just bails out. They're like, oh, fuck this. I'm still living that single life. And they're fucking just going. And the other person, usually the mom, is like, whoa, what's happening here? Or the mom just changes in her desires and the things and the priorities, right? And then the guy's left there thinking, okay, what happened with us? What's going on? You know, there isn't any level of understanding. So that dynamic usually changes when the kids happen. But prior to that, it's usually a progression that you have with somebody. And I just don't think it's any different. And the moment I see something stagnant, something just staying still, then it's not moving any further, then I question it. And then I'm like, oh, it's not the deal. And for me, when you have somebody that puts you, and in this particular case for my friend, she's being put in a friends with benefits category. And what I mean by that is that there isn't no progression. The person's just saying all the time, they're busy. I'm busy, 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 fucking busy all day. Don't we hear that from everyone? Everyone is busy. And that just means that you're not a top priority. They're rather used to Tom doing something else, okay? And that's what I say when it comes to dating. When you meet, and that's what I was telling her, I was like, look, if a boy wants to make time with you, he's going to make time. If he wants to hang out with you, he's going to do it. Like, and vice versa. If a girl wants to be with me, they're going to figure out a way, okay? Whether it's an hour, whether it's half a day, they're going to figure out some time to see me one way, shape, or form, okay? Because that's the desire that we have as humans when we like people. And that's the thing that I go back to. So when I'm dating somebody or I'm talking to somebody and their actions are not consistent, their actions all of a sudden dwindle down or regress. And then I'm like, oh shit, what the fuck? You know, what am I? I'm not going to sit here and cling on to hope, especially if a certain period of time goes by. I don't quickly eject, okay? And I think that was what she was trying to tell me, that I'm a cynic. I'm not a cynic. I try to be realistic. Like, I want to keep hope alive. Trust me. I'm all about being optimistic. But the problem is that, especially with men, when they have sex, after they have sex, they figure it out. They try to figure it out, I should say. That's the term I use. Once they have sex, then they figure it out. Okay, where do you fall? Are you going to be a friends with benefits? Are you going to be a possible long-term partner? Like, all these things. You can talk about it beforehand, but until you have that engagement and until you talk with each other after the fact, right? And is it continuing along that line of progression? If it isn't, if all of a sudden they're saying, oh man, I'm busy. Well, you're understanding where he's coming from. It's like the nice way. It's like when a girl, when she doesn't like you and she just suddenly ghosts you and she suddenly just kind of dwindles away, doesn't respond because she doesn't want you to turn into the Incredible Hulk. You know, like my sister thinks I'm going to get, like, I'm going to go ahead and snap her head off. So that's what the fear with women is. And with men, we just kind of dwindle away or we keep it the same. And a woman is sitting there wanting that progression, wanting that, okay, next level. Hello, we just fucked. We just hung out. You know, let's keep this thing going. Let's keep this party going. And I guess that's where, when I see somebody like my friend and she's like, well, I don't get it. You know, it's his behavior has been constant. Okay, if it's been constant, meaning that it's been the same since the last time you've been with him or you hung out, then that's the best offer you're going to get. There's nothing more happening at this time. Like, the ball is in his court to give you more. And that's up to you. Like, if you want to go ahead and say, well, you know, you think that you want more, right? And this is all he's giving you. You can't coerce that. You can't make this guy want to give you more. It has to come from within. All right. So you have to understand that when the moment somebody's actions in the process of getting to know one another regress or stay stagnant, that's where it's going to stay. It's not going to go any further. And for you to cling on to hope and thinking that you could work your magic, by all means, that's what Hollywood make their money. That's how people make their money, on that hope. Obama won on that, right? I mean, everyone says that, but that's the reality. The reality is that we cling on to hope and we want something, we want an outcome. But you have to, when the moment shows itself, you have to be like, oh shit, okay, I have to, this is not getting any better. So if you're disappointed, it's because you had expectations more of what you're currently getting. And I think that's what happened with my friend. Like, she was just thinking, wow, I was expecting more. I was expecting more. And whether she wanted to admit this or not, the fact that she was disappointed with not spending more time, with not being able to hang out more with this person that she's interested in, and this person has been the same, to me, from the outside looking in, is saying, hey, okay, he doesn't want anything more. That's it. That's it for him. Wrap. It's a wrap. And you have to understand that when someone doesn't budge any further from what they're giving you, that's where it stays, in the ball's on their court. Can you try to force the magic? Can you try? Sure, you can try. I mean, it doesn't hurt to try, right? It doesn't hurt to try. But just know what you're getting. You know, you have to be realistic with yourself on that. And that's the mindset that I have, unfortunately. You know, and it's looked upon as being like a Debbie Downer. It's looked upon as, you know, not being hopeful. But it's what people are. We are just full of constant behaviors. And when we exude those, it's very easy to tell. And I don't think I have to know you. I have to understand the whole situation. It's simple. If someone likes you, they'll spend time. If they don't like you, they don't want to spend time. Or they'll spend time at their convenience. Hello. So hopefully you get a quick understanding of that. But people just cling on that hope, man. That fairy tale, man. Hollywood just making a killing off you, man. They're making a killing off of you. And until you learn, shit ain't gonna change. And you gotta move on. Find positive. Find people that mirror your desire to be in a connection. Simple as that.